Nationally, they are partying. The New England Patriots have been knocked off, and they were beaten up tonight. 37 points scored against that defense. Turnovers, obviously, a factor for New England, especially the Edelman fumble, which was a killer. But there are great questions, I think, right now about whether this team can stop the run. Now, it's a unique offense. I'll give you all that. But still, the running game ran right through their defense.
Well, they stopped.
You know, you look at what they were up against today, and it was just a strange scenario with that offense, and they seemed like they got a hold of it somewhat
in the second quarter,
and then you got to give Lamar Jackson credit. He might not have lit the place up with numbers, but he got first downs when he needed them. He kept moving the ball, hit a number of passes for first downs. I mean, they did a good job, but there is truth to what we've been saying about the first eight games. They did not face a reasonable offense in their first eight games. Now, I don't believe they're as bad as we saw today by any means, but I don't think they're as good as we saw in the first eight games. And I've been saying that since the get-go, but you still expected more from that defense this week.
Well, I would say you expected a lot more. I mean, it was obvious early on that they had trouble with the speed of Lamar Jackson and that offense.
Yep.
So they come out.
Plus
they
the
run.
Action of the offense.
Yes.
Who got the ball?
Right.
You know, does he have it? Does he give it off? Is it going to be play? I mean, they had it mixed up. They looked like they had cleared that up a little bit. They were getting on to what they were doing. You know, they're moving the ball. They come up with, and then the Edelman thing was just disastrous.
That was the killer.
But they had a lot of
penalties.
I thought
that was the turning point in the game, Freddie, because they got their offense in gear. They were moving the chains, long possessions, keeping Lamar Jackson on the bench. He was sitting on the bench. That's the key to beating Baltimore. You can't put him out there in the field. And they were doing that. I thought the no huddle was working effectively. It was wearing down that defense. On the other hand, you could look at it and say the no huddle might have been maybe the reason that Julian Edelman, who was fighting for an extra couple yards, coughed up the football. Maybe he was a little worn out.
One of the other things is they were settling for field goals instead of touchdowns. They got a bunch of field goals. That hurt. You know, on the turnovers, they got field goals. They didn't get touchdowns. And then
kind of thought they'd go for it at the end of the half.
I didn't. I think they wanted the points because they had first possession. So if you get three and then you can get seven to open up the second half, you're in great shape, Steve.
Agreed.
But they coughed the ball up.
Agreed, but you're talking about less than a yard to go. So I understand that. And they had an offense that was finally moving the ball well in that second quarter.
Sanu was a big factor in this one.
Absolutely agree.
You can see he's going to really change what they can do offensively. I'll give you the other problem, though. And there were other guys in the offensive line that had some difficulty in this game. But Newhouse is a real problem for them.
Agreed.
They need Wynn in there, and they're not going to get him until the Dallas game. They really need Isaiah Wynn. He is like a turnstile there. This is not a really good defensive front for Baltimore. You know, they're good in the back end, all right? And Earl Thomas had himself a big game tonight. Earl Thomas was a bigger problem than the defensive front was.
Agreed. But do you – I mean – You're, and I understand you have to, but the idea of pinning part of your hopes on a guy who's played six quarters of NFL football, to me, is kind of pie in the sky. I mean, you know, I understand he looked fine for six quarters. That's great. But the fact is he's still a very young player at one of the more difficult, at the most difficult position on the offensive line.
There's no question about that, but he's got to be better than what you're getting right
agreed.
Now.
Absolutely
out of Newhouse. Newhouse is...
He gives what he is.
Freddie, you watch Newhouse.
He is what he is. He's a below-average guy.
Below average.
And there's nothing to do about it right now.
And so that's where Brady is not getting the time. It's all coming from that blind side. It's all coming from over there. And you can see now what he's doing is he's skirting to the right. And a couple of times he was able to escape it, going again to the right. Why is he constantly going to the right? Because the pressure is coming from the left.
His blind side, which is disastrous. Plus, how many times do they make third downs? Third down and seven. Third down and six.
Who?
Third down.
The Ravens.
Ravens.
Okay.
They're making first downs all the time. They had the ball for over 8 minute drive and then over 9 minutes in the second half.
That was a killer. So they were able to contain it, keep the ball away from it, and keep Brady on the bench. That was a killer. I mean, we knew going into this game it was going to be a time of possession game. You had two of the best time of possession teams in the league. I think Baltimore was one, and New England was number three. Well, Baltimore was able to keep control of that ball.
Converting third downs, a ton of third down conversions.
We thought they were susceptible on defense because they weren't a great defensive front. The other teams have put points on the board. Offensively, they have a massive offensive line. They have multiple, you know, plays they run.
They were playing with a bunch of three tight ends, too.
Three tight ends.
You know.
And a couple times, the tight end, rarely did the Patriots leave guys alone. Two of the touchdowns, the guy was all alone. The tight end just floats out into the end zone, just standing with no one around
and
him.
And they did create a lot of situations where Jackson had some easy passes, too.
Yeah.
So,
hey, you want to know something? Jackson missed some guys, too.
Yeah.
He had Hill wide open in the end zone on one play. There was another play. I forget who it was. He had him wide open on the right side. And
one guy doing jumping jacks in the end zone.
But the thing is, it's not just his scrambling ability. I tell you what makes him very deceiving is that the handoffs, he hands the ball off, and it's almost like he's got it in the gut, and then he's taking it back.
You bite on it, and then
he really
bites
on it. And I think that is so deceiving, and you really have to be observant of what is going on in that situation. Because the handoff is there, and you think Ingram's getting it. Next thing you know, Jackson's taking it.
Jackson was part of it, but that offensive line was dominating. They were getting guys getting 6-7 yards every time they touched the ball, the running backs.
Yeah.
You know, the fat tight ends just were moving out and catching the ball and running downfield. So it was just the inability to handle that massive offensive line, and they made several mistakes. Well, and how many penalties they had, Steve?
Quite a bit,
yeah.
Especially in the first half.
They had 7 for 48 yards overall in the game.
Which isn't bad, but
crucial times. They were bad times.
Yeah,
I thought the two killers though was the Edelman, where he put the ball on the ground after he caught the ball, tried to extend it for another couple of yards, and he put the ball on the ground, and then obviously touchdown. And then you had the situation where Brady threw the interception, and that was a killer.
Yeah.
So you're driving and you give it up. Those are two drives
that
you looked like you were going to get two scores on.
The offsides on the field goal too.
Yes.
All of a sudden that converted what was probably 3 points into 7 points.
Yeah.
So and that was not a good call. That was I know that exact move. I remember distinctly when they outlawed that move and they fell for it. That's fine. The referees are you know,
human.
They're human too.
Human.
So, but again, that wasn't.
Are they
that
human?
Wasn't,
you think referees are human?
That wasn't the biggest.
Plants.
That wasn't the biggest part of it. The biggest part of it is that offense took it to the Patriots defense, and then that was the difference in the game. There were plenty of times where Brady and the offense were moving real well. I mean, that wasn't the question. They didn't finish drives like they should have or they have in the past. But that defense was letting up third downs. I don't know what the third down percentage was. Probably pretty good.
All right, let's go to Bill Belichick at the podium.
All right, there's really not much to say tonight. Obviously, we didn't do anything well enough to deserve to win. Certainly didn't coach well enough. Just didn't do anything well enough. So give them credit. They're better than we were tonight. Certainly the better team. And, you know, we just all got to do a better job. So I don't know what else there is to say.
Bill, when you think about Lamar Jackson and you see him on tape and then you see him live, is there a big difference?
He's good on tape. He's good on tape.
I'm talking about more like the speed, though. Do you get a better sense of it when you play him? Will this help your team if they have to see him again, having played him in this circumstance?
Yeah. I don't know. Right now they're not on our schedule, so I'm not really worried about that.
Self-inflicting mistakes, especially on that first drive. It looked like Adam held to a field goal. How important was that? The mistakes tonight.
Yeah, there were a lot. We did a lot of things that need to be better. Like I said, could coach better, could play better. All that would have helped us.
Well, can I guess, I was just curious if you had considered...
Out of the shotgun on first down, fakes the handoff to Burkhead, throws to Edelman.
Is that for you related to getting the ball coming out in the second half, or does that not factor?
Bill, what are your thoughts on Muhammad Sanu's development in the second week with the offense now?
Just what I said. We've all got to do a better job. That includes everybody. So, period.
So coming back, even fighting back from 17-0, anything good in that in your mind?
Yeah, we competed out there. It wasn't good enough. So we've all got to do a better job, starting with me.
The things that you have to do strategically with Jackson, how much does that leave you vulnerable to other things they can do on this
one? Yeah, I don't know. They have a lot of good players. They're well coached, so they have a lot of weapons.
Did their offense pretty much show you what you were expecting, or was it in new wrinkles?
Yeah, they always have a couple new wrinkles, yeah. They do that every week.
Did they give you anything defensively? Tom took a fair amount of pressure tonight. Anything defensively in terms of blitzes that gave the offensive line a blocking scheme trouble?
I wouldn't say the result. You know, they had one adjustment for the game, but... Yeah, I mean, look, in the end, we just have to coach better and play better.
Well, you're always willing to take the, you know, say coach better after any loss, or if you just point out a performance. Is there something specific that you felt you didn't have the team prepared for?
Well, it's obvious. I mean, did you see the game tonight?
How much fatigue did you see in the defense on that last drive?
I don't know. They made a couple key plays, good plays, critical situations. So, most of the team has made, you know, a couple good throws and good catches. And so, yeah, I don't know.
How much did
they
respond? I know you have
to buy me. Yeah, we'll see.
How much did Julian's fumble in the third quarter affect the momentum you built going into halftime?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shalik's neutral zone traction, did you see the Ravens do anything?
I couldn't see it. I mean, there's a lot of that, but I couldn't see it, no.
Your final question?
Nikhil added to the roster, went into the decision to make him active tonight.
Yeah, he was inactive because there was 46 other players active.
There you go, Bill Belichick. His typical, we need to coach better, we need to play better. He's not going to get...
It's obvious.
Yeah, he's not going to get into a lot of specifics. Last question was about N'Keal Harry, because a lot of people thought that he was going to be active for this game. It was the first game he was eligible to play. And everybody on Twitter was all amazed that he wasn't activated because he made the trip. Bill has done this many times before, especially with young players. He wants them to get acclimated to going on the road, understanding the procedure, what we do. He's not done any of this stuff. That did not surprise me. Plus, they wanted to get an extra defensive player on the field, and that's where that roster spot went. It went with, I believe, Calhoun, so they had an extra guy out there defensively. That didn't surprise me. Did it surprise you guys?
No, not at all. And it's probably one of those situations where you get a guy used to a real in-season road trip. That's fine. You took him on the trip, and
he's done this before, Steve.
Not even a question.
Yeah,
not even a question.
And the thing was that, you know, how many plays was he going to be involved in during the course of the game? You know, three, four, five.
First of all, they didn't get on the field the second half. For goodness' sakes, they ate up the clock.
The absence of N'Keal Harry wasn't the deciding factor.
No. This was on the defense. The defense had stopped players. How many times could the Patriots have got the ball and done something with it if the defense could have stopped them? They just ate the clock up. 9 minutes coming down the field and score. You know, that's disastrous. When you can't stop that team pounding it and pounding it and pounding it, it's pretty easy for the other team to keep your team from scoring. So how can they score when they don't have the ball?
So it's a legitimate question now with his defense. Steve already referred to the first eight opponents, and we all know they were not good teams. And now suddenly you face a really good running football team because that's pretty much where they are. Yeah, they keep the ball on the ground, including the quarterback. He's not really a thrower. He scrambles and he throws out of it, and a lot of times he was not real accurate in doing that. But he's so dangerous with his legs. So that's a legitimate question now. As good as this defense has been to this point, defense does not look like they're great against the run.
They're not as good as we saw in the first 8 weeks. They're not as bad as we saw tonight. That's the bottom line. They ran into a situation where and that first question I heard in Bill Belichick's press conference, that's a legit question. It was about the speed of Lamar Jackson. It is one thing to see it on film. It's another thing to see it up live. Same thing goes for Tyreek Hill. You see Tyreek Hill, You can see all. You can see that he's ridiculously fast. You can understand it. When you're out there playing against it, it looks different.
So early on in the game, that was a factor. There was no question about it. Oh, my God, the game is a lot quicker with him back there than we thought it was going to be, right?
And elusive.
But the speed in which he did a great job of hiding the ball, riding it down the line, and keeping it if he had to, letting it go. You know, all the different motion. They had the big tight ends in there coming down one side, and a couple of them were clean. When watching them and seeing them blow coverages like that, that's unusual for them. How many third downs is third and seven, third and six? You got him in the backfield. He gets out, runs down the field. He gets it, throws off balance, and gets a guy uncovered, and he gets another third down. So the coverages, which was usually flawless, wasn't flawless tonight. They didn't get great pressure, and the offensive defensive line was getting used by the offensive line. You can't win like that if you can't get the ball, your offense, on the field. So this is on the defense. They didn't play horrible, the offense. They, you know, the Edelman thing was tough, but then in the end of the game, you didn't get the ball back, right? And Tom threw I don't know why he didn't see the safety standing right in the end zone. That was just a horrible call. So,
well, ball security was a problem for the offense on a couple of plays, Fred, and that was a big difference. But they were moving the chains. They were controlling the clock when they got possession of the football. Now, they got three at the end of the first half. They did not get seven. But they had the ball to open up the second half, and what did they do? They gave it up.
Yep.
And those two possessions, the last series of the first half and
at least a field goal out of that. Instead, they get 7 points against it. We're not even putting that offense on the field. So that just took the wind out of the sails. You're right. And they picked it up, and all of a sudden, everything changed. So they were physically dominated tonight.
The other thing about the run game, too, is that they've been in position a number of games where you've basically you've made the run irrelevant for the other offense because you've gotten reasonable leads.
Yeah, you get the lead early on. In this game, you're down 17 zip.
Right.
So
you can open up the whole running playbook.
Right.
When's the last time you saw the Patriots not lead once in the game? They never were ahead in the game. That was worrisome. You know, and they had plenty of opportunities when you can't get it in, just like, you know, White coming down the field and he trips and does he go in? You know, that was like an inch. Everything was going wrong for them. You know, it's just guys that usually don't mistakes. I'd make mistakes. They're entering the wrong holes. They're biting on the wrong thing. And that generally doesn't happen to them.
Yeah, you're right. The White thing was a killer.
Oh,
because he simply,
that's another one.
He simply slipped.
Yeah.
And luckily, Ravens got a foot on his shoulder pad. They were able to see that, obviously, in the review, and they put the ball down at the half-yard line. That was a killer right there.
It seemed like the momentum was building. You know, if he had got that, that's a big thing. Edelman didn't fumble the ball. You can say all these different things. They had to play a lot better, even though, you know, it was a tough game. And like Steve says, you get up by a few touchdowns, everything changes. They have to do different things. So it was just a bad day for the Patriots today.
So is there a question about the defense now, guys? Or did they simply fall behind by 17 and they faced a team that is very different?
It's the same question that I think we had beforehand is, what do you look like when you face a much better offense? I think that's exactly what it is. We really hadn't faced an offense worth anything coming up until tonight. And again, I don't believe that this defense is even close to as bad as they look today. But I also don't believe they're as great as they looked in the first eight games either. You look at the list of quarterbacks that they played against. You looked at the teams that they played against. It was obvious. I know they were making plays. I know they're super athletic. They're still super athletic. They've still got a lot of playmakers on the team. That's not the question. The question is that, you know, are they as good as what we were saying? No, they're not. But they're not near as bad as they were today.
And Jackson, when he was running around, he sat before he threw. A lot of times, quarterback gets in trouble, like they did against the Jets, and he's throwing it up in the air. He was calm in the pocket, moving, getting a spot, either running or throwing a guy. And so they didn't put enough pressure, or it wasn't imperative to him just to fire the ball to get points, because they were ahead the whole game, and the defense was dominating. So he didn't put himself in any trouble. He didn't even close to it.
You know what the amazing thing? Yeah, you know what the amazing thing is, though, Fred. When he's scrambling, he's holding that ball in the right hand, and it's amazing to me. This one thing about avoiding tacklers, because you not only are you quick, but you got great cutting ability. You can go from side to side. Nobody got their hands on the ball with Lamar Jackson. All you have to do is hack away at the arm. He's gonna put that ball on the carpet.
His great vision too.
Some
of those cuts he made, we had him in the backfield, just about surrounded. He takes right, he takes left. And the problem they did a few times, they try and close on him. As soon as you step forward, he steps sideways and explodes. Try and just keep him in the pocket. They made that mistake several times.
Hard to do when a guy is that elusive and that fast. Hard to do.
It is.
We're going to get to the phone calls. We're going to get to the phone calls. We'll keep our eyes on Tom Brady and others as they head to the podium. Let's go to Jake in Boston first up here on the Real Post Game Show. Hey, Jake.
Gentlemen, 2 points. One, as much as we want to kill the offensive line, when you're down 17 to nothing and you have third and short and you go to an empty set, basically screaming you're going to pass and take away the play action or the screen, that's on the offensive coordinator. They're lucky Cyrus Jones decided to be Cyrus Jones. Otherwise, that's a 45-10 game. Second, I don't want to hear the word boogeyman ever again. Don't want to see any players pitching t-shirts on social media. Don't want to hear any comparisons to the Bears. This defense was a myth built on playing eight pathetic quarterbacks and the ghost of Ben Roethlisberger. Let's talk about when they were on the field. They had turned momentum in the game. They had scored that touchdown after the Edelman fumble, and they gave up an 8-minute and 8-second drive. Longest in 2 years, throwing 2 6-plus-minute drives, and there you go. That was a gutless defense tonight. And remember, we crashed the Chiefs defense for a couple weeks. They didn't give up 30 points to the Ravens. I think they gave up 26.
Jake, is it possible? Jake, is it possible that your anger is directed at this game? Because this defense isn't near as bad as what you're talking about. They didn't quit. They just got outplayed. It wasn't a matter.
Expect them to go 16-0,
though, Jake. They read their own headlines.
No, I don't think they read their own headlines.
I think they played a bad game.
Now, I don't buy that headline stuff. You're probably right about the nicknames. Why are you giving yourself a nickname 5, 6, 7 games into the season? I would agree with that. The nickname thing is stupid anyway.
Well, what happened when Dallas comes up and loses to the Jets? Well, yes, today when Green Bay lost to the Chargers, they looked terrible. I don't think Rodgers that bad. We'll see. If this is consistent, then you can say something.
Agreed.
And let's see what happens in the next couple of games.
But we do understand your anger.
Absolutely.
Right? And it's warranted for tonight, but that doesn't cast such a wide net to say that these guys were quitters or whatever. That's not the case.
Just like Kansas City a couple of years ago, remember? All of a sudden, they got killed by Kansas City, torn to pieces. They got beat last year.
I know people are going to be pissed off because they were building thing up, but there's a long way to go in this season. Blair's in Maine. What do you got, Blair?
What I got is I picked the dang Patriots to win this. They disappointed me.
Okay.
I should never pick the Patriots over the Ravens again unless I'm wrong.
Don't ever do that.
I guess I don't know what I did wrong. You tell me, should I have ever picked this game for the Patriots to win?
Well, they were favored. Yes.
They
were favored, weren't they? Vegas
Jackson
picked them.
Did.
I think they beat them last
Jackson,
year, too.
Jackson. I'm going to make fun of that fool. I'll always beat Lamar Jackson in Madden with the Patriots.
Wait, did you just say
that he always beats the Patriots with Lamar Jackson on Madden?
That's what
did you actually just say that?
I just said that. Scott's in Weymouth. Hey, Scott.
I get it.
Scott, go ahead.
What's up? How do I sound? Am I okay?
Yes,
okay.
Terrific. All right, terrific.
You're not
how do you feel?
Again,
you feel
you're not
good?
On the roof. You're not on the roof, are you?
How do I feel? Yeah. I'll tell you what. I actually feel pretty good because my bookie didn't answer my call earlier, so I saved some money.
Unfortunate.
Don't bet. It's not
all right, here we go. Glenn, we're going to cut through about 4 points in 40 seconds, all right?
Go.
What the F was that? Now,
a bad game.
Please, listen. That was the result of Baltimore coming off a bye, or was that the Patriots exposed? That is the million-dollar question.
Wait. Why do you only give two options?
Perhaps I have a third option, but you cut me off.
Oh, well, no, because you said you actually ended it after those two, but go ahead, Scott.
What happened tonight? Is that the result of Baltimore exposing the Patriots' defense and the pass aren't that good?
You already said that.
Scott, let me ask you this.
Glenn, if you're going to cut me off, I'm going to cut you off.
Go ahead. Hang up on me. Go ahead. Thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
We have a dialogue here, Scott. Hold on. It's not, Scott, you don't go on for a minute and a half.
It's a conversation.
It's a conversation we're having here. Okay, you're asking us questions, and then you're going on with the next sentence. Let's go to Tom Brady.
This game tonight.
Well, I give them a lot of credit. They played a good game. They made a lot of plays offensively, defensively, and we just didn't match it. So, you know, come on the road. You got to play well in all three phases. And, we just offensively didn't do a good enough job. Too many missed opportunities out there.
Mohamed Sanu, seemed like you guys had the connection going a little bit. What were your thoughts on just working with him, the production he had tonight?
Yeah, he played hard. All the guys played hard. You know, most of the guys were out there the whole night. So different times we had really good rhythm, and then others we just couldn't quite get into it. But, it's NFL football, so got to do better than we did tonight.
He's made so many big plays for this time, obviously. But how did you look at the fumble play and how much momentum turned right there?
He was just trying to get yards, and they made a good play. I mean, give him credit. Those are types of plays good defenses make. And he avoided the one tackler, and then the other guy got his hands on him, punched the ball out. And I was happy the way we responded, came back, scored again.
Is there something you can take from the game going forward? Over, in the bye week and then into the next tough four games coming up?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, losses always find a way to recalibrate, how you see yourself. And, we obviously have a lot of work to do. So just wasn't obviously good enough. Get beat by 17 points, and that's not what we're all about. So I give the Ravens credit. I think they played really well. Took advantage of their opportunities, and that's what it takes.
Tom, is this bye week coming at a good time for you guys?
It is when it is, so, anything else?
Tom, we see games where you guys sub out personnel quite a bit. This wasn't one of them. It seemed like you stayed with the same grouping quite a bit, and tempo was part of what you wanted to do. What was it about that approach that you thought was the way to go?
We just thought that would give us the best approach to win, and guys were out there, played hard, and we went with the guys that we thought would give us the best chance to win, and I think those guys played hard. So everyone's got to contribute at some point, and come in and take advantage of their opportunities when they get them.
Did Sanu do anything specifically better this week, or did you seem to be able to go a lot more
in
tonight's game?
Yeah, we threw the ball a lot, so it was going to be spread around to quite a few people. I'm happy he made his bunch of plays, and happy Jules made a bunch of plays, and we just got to make all of us have to make a bunch more plays.
How much is a focus is the red zone, punching in touchdowns as opposed to settling for field goals?
Yeah, that's, those are important plays. So it hasn't really been a strength of ours all year. So we're going to have to figure out how to improve it. So thank you guys. Appreciate it.
There you go, Tom Brady. There were some positive things about the offense tonight. And when he's talking about the same personnel on the field, it was obviously what the object was in
wear
all of this, is to wear out that, especially that front of Baltimore's. And it was working for a while. The problem was Baltimore came back and had two really long drives, a 9 and an 8-minute drive, And so all those big old fatties then on the defensive side got an opportunity to rest on the sideline.
That's correct.
And that's what happened. But I think the no huddle and the Josh McDaniels plan of going the no huddle, staying with the same personnel, was working.
Yeah,
now, it made White a running back an awful lot during the course of this game, but that's fine. That's what you go with. So there were some positive things about the offense, especially with the addition of Mohamed Sanu. The defense, on the other hand, that was your problem tonight.
They were consistently bad on offense.
Yes,
on defense.
Defense, no question.
Like you said, offense, they got rhythm going. Edelman fumbled, kind of took it out of the way. Tom comes down again, throws an interception. You know, Edelman was going to probably get a field goal at least there, and that was going to be changed a little bit, right? Once that happened, you go from a sure field goal to 7 points against you. It's a 10-point swing. And a tight game, it's tough. So, like, when you take the ball and you take the whole frigging quarter to go down the field, that's dominance. They weren't looking to go long. They were just pounding the crap out of our offense.
All right, bad game by the defense, or do they get exposed against the run? We get to your phone calls coming up next, so load them up. 617-779-7937. It's Fred. It's Steve. It's yours truly right here on the Real Post Game Show. All right, back here on the Real Post Game Show at 617-779-7937. The Patriots lose their first of the season. They are now 8-1. They go into the bye week, and they will come back and play in Philadelphia after the bye week. We're taking your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Let's go to Steven. Hello, Steven.
Steve.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, Steve.
You guys, I just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job. I've listened to you for years, and I've never called. This is the first time caller.
Good to hear from you.
Thanks, Steven.
Springfield, Mass. And you know what's appreciative is you guys, you know, especially – a couple of you played the game. You understand the game, and you're right on the mark all the time. And I went in tonight. I really had believed the possibility existed they could be undefeated, but it would be because of the defense. Strictly the defense, like in 2007, was the offense. And I knew it would be tough. The offense hadn't gotten things fully together yet. And this was their first real test of 5 games in a row. And they just missed the mark. Just like you guys said, they missed the mark. That's all. They got beat by a better team tonight, just what Belichick said.
Right.
And you know, those things happen. And the Patriots are a kind of team. I think we have gotten used to their championship quality where when these things happen, okay, they'll either meet the test down the road and straighten it out, or it's going to be the beginning of something that they find out that they're not capable of playing against this type of competition. I don't think that's what it is. I think that they're going to find out, and if they have to play Baltimore come playoff time, I think, you know how good Belichick is when he plays a team a second time, you know?
Well, I agree. And
you want that game to be at home, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. But this along, who knows if Baltimore's going to be there, guys? I mean, it is still so early. Game 9.
A lot of good teams to play, too.
I mean, I still think
they
Kansas
got
City.
Good teams to play.
I think Kansas City still is the biggest threat. I think if Agreed. You watch them today, their defense is getting better. And when they get Mahomes back, they are going to be, from an offensive standpoint, very, very difficult to stop, especially with Tyreek Hill and that combination with Mahomes. But, you know, we're already hearing it. I'm seeing it now on Twitter. You know, try to compare to the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens. You do realize that the Bears gave up 38 to Miami in a game that year. You do realize that the Ravens gave up 36 and 38 in a couple of games that they played in their season. So this is one game. I mean, you got to look at the bigger picture in the same respect that the first 8 games, you can look at it and say, well, who do they really play? So now you can look at this game and say, is this an outlier? Or is this them being exposed?
Or is it just the matchup they had?
Like
talking to Steve, there's giant tight ends in there. Maybe that some teams just match up differently. We always had trouble with Baltimore. Remember they came up here a few times and pounded the crap out of them?
Well, because they're not intimidated by you. And I think that's John Harbaugh. I think he instills in them.
You make mistakes, you're going to pay.
And they were physical tonight. And by the way, physical early on to the point where there should have probably been some calls. Edelman was just being grabbed, hold, pushed, shoved, and none of that was called early on. So they got the type of game that they wanted called.
I'm not
complaining about it. They played with the way the officials were calling the game.
They wanted a brawl. They went out there and pounded.
That's the way they
do it until the refs stop it, and they never stop.
But did anybody really expect them to hold Baltimore to 10 points or less?
No,
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I thought 2017, 20, something like that. Yeah, I not 37, but 17 or 20.
If you could have held them to 17 or 20, that would have been great.
Yes.
Yeah, because, I agree.
Because their defense has flaws in it. You can move the ball in it, and you can score on them, right? The Patriots just made mistakes. It took them out of that. But they don't have a great defense. They have a good defense. They have a very powerful offense that pounds you around. They're very physical. You know, you stop them a couple times, you get up on them, then things change.
And it's very deceiving. Here's Kevin in Baltimore. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kyle, leaving the game, which obviously sucked. But I got a couple things. First of all, that neutral zone infraction on the opening field goal, that opening drive, just it set the tone for the rest of the evening. Secondly, this is a bad matchup for them. I just don't think – I mean, I think they're a great defensive team. They're going to remain a great defensive team. But they're not suited to play a run-pass option quarterback. They're suited to play an Andrew Luck or Patrick Mahomes or Drew Brees or someone who can really sling it. So, you know, if we get them, it'll be an interesting matchup. And the third thing is, and I want to raise the question to you guys, is like, right now, do we think this team is better or worse than last year's team? They're obviously very different, but, I mean, overall, top to bottom, are they a better team than last year?
Talent-wise?
I think that they are.
Talent-wise?
And last year's team won the Super Bowl.
Talent-wise, defensively, they are. Offensively, they're not.
Well, Gronk wasn't really healthy the whole time. At the end of the season, with Gronk in there, there's a big difference.
Agreed.
You know, and he also, was,
he
Devlin,
but
Devlin,
hold on, but he was a factor in their running game. He was, Devlin, he was good. He was good in their running game.
Him and Devlin out, that hurts.
You had, you had a left tackle that you didn't have to worry about.
Yep.
You had your starting center in there.
Yep.
You had a healthy right guard. Mason is coming off an injury. You had
fullback.
I said Devlin. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think offensively they had more talent.
I also think, though, if you're looking at this one game and you're saying, well, they're not built to play a team like this. We've seen this over the years with them.
Yes.
Where they struggle with a team and everybody comes up and says, oh, my God, they got the blueprint, beating the New England Patriots. the blueprint. We got the blueprint.
Three tight ends
and
a running quarterback.
And the season progresses on and it's a lot different. I remember late in the season against Miami, against Pittsburgh, this team lost two games in a row. And we all, and I was guilty of it
you
as well.
You jumped in
this,
the day, right?
This team is not built to go
Josh Gordon
deep
went,
into
Josh
the postseason.
Gordon was suspended.
Suspended game 13, and you're sitting there going, oh, my God. There's a long way to go.
Agreed.
They got beat by a team that outplayed them tonight. No question about it. And they pushed their defense around. No question about it.
And they shot themselves in the foot.
So let's see.
Times.
They're going to play a pretty good team here in 2 weeks. Philadelphia's a pretty good team, and they're getting better, okay? And they're getting healthier.
Agreed.
So let's see what they're like against them, against Dallas, against Houston, teams that they're going to play coming out. To sit here and to throw it all up in the air and say, oh, we're done. It's over. Have you ever watched the Patriots for the last 20 years? That's not how it usually works. You usually have a game or two or sometimes three that are very similar to this one.
Well, you brought up the two games at the end of the season last year, Miami and Pittsburgh.
And it wasn't just the one play in Miami. They
right.
played a horrible game
right.
against Miami
they
down
did.
There.
They did. And you're thinking, the only thing I thought going into the playoffs is, okay, they're healthy. And they've got one. They had one bye, right? Yeah, they're healthy and they have one bye. That's the best thing they had going for them. I didn't think they were playing great going into the playoffs.
I think this offense can get a lot better, and I thought we saw signs of it tonight.
Flashes tonight.
Mohamed Sanu is a great acquisition with this team. He's going to allow them now to play that possession game, control the clock. They did it for long periods of time. The momentum entirely shifted. Why? Because New England was able to move the chains. Okay, the passing game allowed them to do so, and then they put the ball on the ground twice, and that was what killed them.
Yep.
So they get the field goal, and they're within what? What was the score at 17-13. They are driving right out of the gate.
Yep.
Okay? Looks like they're ready to score and take
Moving
the lead in the game, and that's when Edelman tries to get an extra 2 yards, fumbles the ball. Marlon Humphreys picks it up, takes it 70
what
yards.
Line is that on?
70 yards. 30-yard line.
Going in.
Yes.
Right.
They were moving. Fred,
field goal position.
Fred, Brady, 11 yards to Sanu. 8 yards to Sanu. 11 yards to Edelman. 8 yards to Edelman. They are moving the football on every single throw. And then he puts the ball on the ground, and it converts into a 70-yard fumble recovery touchdown.
That's not normal of Edelman either.
No.
What they say, the last fumble he lost was 2 years ago or something like that?
Yes.
Something ridiculous. So this was... a physical beatdown. Not so much of the Ravens' defense like we've seen before, but this was the Ravens' offense getting tough and physical, and Lamar Jackson being a special player.
David is in Maryland, La Costa, Maryland tonight. Hello, Dave.
Hi, good evening. How you doing, sir?
Hey, David.
Yeah, I hear you kind of funny. You talking about, oh, they should have called some calls, you know, when the Ravens were on Edelman. I'll tell you, the Patriots get more calls than anybody in football, so I don't think you can gripe about that. They are the most, the officials favor the Ravens.
Actually, the numbers don't bear you out in that.
They do not.
About the Patriots getting more calls. The actual numbers don't bear
that
out.
The Ravens don't get no respect. You know what I mean? I mean, nobody picked the Ravens to win. I mean, and I get it.
Tom Brady. Whoa, time out.
Half the guys on the pregame show picked him to win.
A lot of people picked him to win. What are you talking about, David? There were a lot of people. Now,
they don't have to play a no respect card. They got all the respect they need. They're doing well. They're a team that can be a contender.
I think part of it was people wanted them to win nationally, but they got a lot of respect nationally.
And I thought, the Patriots, because they're the most cheating organization in football with the Spygate and Deflategate.
You got anything else?
Is that the best you call all the way from Maryland?
Spygate.
I mean, great game, though. Great game. I love the game. I'm glad they won.
You should understand it, boy.
You're a Ravens fan. I get it. You should be happy.
Well done, David.
Good job. You should be happy.
Yeah, nobody. Hey, listen, come on. You got to come with better.
10 years from now, they might win the Super Bowl.
Let's bring in Jimmy and Sargas.
Jimmy.
Hey, the Ravens drove the Patriots to make them hit the wall tonight.
That's true, Jimmy. True. Not that funny, but true.
I don't get it.
No, I tell you what, he was worse than the Patriots defense tonight. Jimmy and Sargas, right?
What was that?
They didn't hit.
Jimmy, hold on.
The wall hit them.
The Baltimore fans are raving about that win tonight.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, see, that's Steve, good. You're better than Jimmy. Don't take Jimmy's spot. Doing Jimmy things. Thank Here's you. Josh and Averill. Hello, Josh.
Hey, Ordway. I just felt like this loss was totally coming for the Patriots. I thought Lamar Jackson was just too much for them to overcome just early on in this season. They haven't faced a quarterback like that. And, this offense, even with Sanu going off, I felt like other than that, there really wasn't much there to see.
The offense? The offense did some good things tonight. The problem was ball security tonight, wouldn't you say, Josh? Because they were moving the ball.
Time of possession, 37 minutes for Baltimore, 22:59 for
And that's where the game was won or lost I think it was time of possession.
Yeah.
Right.
They couldn't get Baltimore off the field.
That was the offense? That was the defense, and then the offense coughed up the ball twice.
Yeah, the offense, yeah. I mean, no, the off, trust me, we're not telling you the offense played great, Josh. We're just saying that when push comes to shove, it was the Ravens that were doing the pushing and shoving.
Partially, we don't know what the offense could have done because they couldn't get on the field.
Well, I mean,
the second half,
that's a team effort.
An interception, a fumble, and then they ate up the whole clock. So the defense let us down today. We're used to them doing better, even if it's not taking the ball away. They had to get off the field a couple times and 3 and out, 4 and out, 5 and out, something like that, but they couldn't.
Well, they had 2 turnovers, a special teams turnover.
They got 2 field goals out of it, right?
I think so.
Yeah, not touchdowns. Yeah. So they got to capitalize on that. So it's a lot of things they did. It just didn't, Matt, it didn't fall their way today, Glenn.
All right, 617-779-7937. Load them up. We go back to your phone calls. Coming up next, the Patriots lose tonight. 37-20, first loss of the season. All right, back here on the Real Post Game Show at 617-779-7937. So the Patriots fall behind early, 17-10, and then they finally figured it out. Now they finally got their game back in gear. Had a couple of other opportunities. How about Butler knocking down a Lamar Jackson pass? Should have had it. He had it. It was an opportunity for maybe to scramble for 10 or 15 yards, but put them in great position. And then they ended up punting in that possession. New England takes over possession of the ball. Then there were 2 great catches, one by Edelman, who had to jump up, get it up high, take it back down, and then the other one by James White. Was a phenomenal catch on the 3-yard line. 2 great catches. Now you're in perfect position. Now you move into football. They ended up settling for a folk 19-yard field goal in the last seconds of the first half, mainly because James White ended up slipping on the ground, fell on the ground, and he tried to crawl into the end zone.
Crawl,
and he
did, touched his foot.
And somebody touched his with their foot touched his shoulder pad. So now you get the field goal at 17-13, but you're looking at it saying, okay, as bad as we've played in the first half, we are down by four on the road, and the momentum is all going with the New England Patriots. And guess what? They get possession to open up the second half. And what does Brady do? He goes to the air. After he had to throw the ball away in the first down, he suddenly goes to Edelman. He goes to Sanu. He goes to Sanu. He goes to Edelman. Suddenly they are moving the ball down to the 30-yard line. Edelman makes the catch.
All the momentum in the world coming
right
away.
He tries to get two more yards and suddenly just lost possession of the ball.
Yep.
Marlon Humphrey picks it up, goes 70 yards, and just like that, instead of being ahead, you're down now by two possessions. You're down by 11, 24-13. In my opinion, that was your game right there, fellas.
Agreed. Absolutely agreed. And Edelman's not a fumbler, or at least doesn't lose the fumbles that he does. So it's that was a freak scenario, and you're never going to fault the guy for struggling for extra yards, especially in a situation where it looks like you might get loose for two or three extra yards.
We're used to seeing him make those dramatic catches and extra points. You know, when he's coming down the field, he knows where the yard marker is to get a first down, and so he pops it. And then Tom comes back and throws an interception right to the safety standing at the goal line. He didn't even see it.
Yep.
That was you know, you still had a chance at that time. After that, virtually it was over, and the momentum
slipped. It was another play that stands out to me that would have been a huge play. Ben Watson on a seam route, and he dropped the ball.
That's right.
That was a big play as well, because that was a first down that was going to put them in great position. But there were opportunities.
And it wasn't a difficult catch either.
So, yeah, no, there were opportunities in the course of this game. There was. There was another thing, by the way. So 24-13, then New England comes right back, and they move the ball right down the field. They actually ran the football in that next possession, and they score a touchdown. It's now 24-20 game. Then you had that short kick by Bailey.
Was it 25 yards?
And they fumbled it.
Yeah.
And Baltimore fumbled it, but they recovered the fumble. That could have been another one of those plays. So you had the whole momentum swing, and yet New England failed because they dropped the ball on the ground with Edelman. That would have changed the entire game.
Yeah, sure would.
Entire game.
And they came out with, and they were comfortable because the defense was getting a little gassed, and they weren't getting the pressure they were. And it started exiting. They get the momentum back, and it stopped easily, you know, because they had killed the first half. The second half, they're doing better.
Well, you weren't wearing down that defense,
too. A dynamic thing like that changes, and you're sitting there going, the whole bench, you could see them just go, oh.
Yep. I thought that whole turned the entire game around, and then you had two long possessions by Baltimore, both with scores, 8 and 9 minute drive. And see you later. Thanks for coming. Paul's in Lowell. Next up here in the Real Post Game Show.
Hey guys.
Hey Paul.
Hey Paul.
First time, long time. Thanks for taking my call here.
Thank you.
Just a quick thing here. They're down 17-0 at the end of the first quarter. Your final score is 37-20. I mean, you can look at it objectively and say they played them even from the start of the second quarter on. Especially with the Edelman fumble there, they're driving down the field. It looks like they're going to take the lead. From the national perspective, they're going to say the Patriots are completely overmatched. But, you know, if they score in that position, they take the lead. Even if they lose the game, the national media might say, hey, it's an even contest.
Well, you might have a point, but, you know, the national media and quite honestly, the vast majority of NFL fans across the country don't mind seeing the Patriots lose and don't mind especially seeing them get pushed around a little bit because they were pushed around, you know?
I hear you. I mean, it's kind of like watching Alabama lose a game at this point, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, similar records.
Where Patriots would be so dominant, and they don't like Belichick. He doesn't give him doesn't sing and dance at the podium, so you just have to live with it because if it happens like this, you get calls. They stink. They never were that good. I mean, you know, come on, over and over and over. They played lousy teams, but they still dominated.
But we understand. We absolutely understand Patriots fans' reaction to a loss like that, especially right after the game. It's you know, you can be upset about it. You can be pissed off. I get it. But does that change what you think this team is capable of doing?
No.
No. I still think they're capable of winning a Super Bowl.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, that's that hasn't changed from yesterday to today.
No.
It's just the way it is. But, again, a loss like that, when you get pushed around a little bit and you're the team that makes the key mistakes, that's usually what the Patriots force other teams.
No, I think if anything, it really gets the attention of the defense to, okay, we've got to do some work here, boys. We got some work to do here.
But what they have, there was so much action, Steven, with those tight ends moving. And
Steve, it's not Steven.
Is it Steve?
No, you said Steven.
I did not.
Don't call Steven. Me Steven.
You called him Steven.
Can you write the tape back, please?
No, you don't have
Steven.
To.
You don't Steven. Have to.
All right, Yossi. How's that?
Mr. Yossi.
But they were losing coverage on some things that they never do. They got fooled a bunch of times. It reminds me when Kansas City come here the first time. Remember all those different actions they make and who has the ball. They didn't know who had the ball a couple times. And when they were at the line of scrimmage, they were standing up and getting pushed back. They were getting pushed back 3 or 4 yards every time the ball came right up the middle. It was 5-6 yards.
Yeah,
you know
agreed.
That the only doesn't happen. Why is that?
Well,
happen?
Because
you're not the first guy's not stopping him. He's trying to tackle him. You stop the momentum.
Let's give credit to the Ravens for a good game plan too. When they brought in the three tight ends and decided they were going to just try to push him around with some pretty good sleight of hand from Jackson in terms of where the ball was going. You got to give them credit. They did a good job and they were prepared. And they knew that. They're probably their best way to beat the Patriots is to hold on to the ball, which they did for 37 minutes, and to try to be more physical to them up front.
I'll give you another one. Belichick goes into this game, and what does he do? He's concerned about Marquise Brown, Hollywood Brown, excuse me, and he's concerned about his speed out there. So what does he do? He puts Gilmore on him, okay? He puts one-on-one Gilmore on him. And what does Baltimore do? Baltimore says, okay, you're going to take him away?
Yep.
We're going to throw to other guys.
Yep.
So Lamar Jackson threw to 10 guys in this game.
Yep.
The most catches was Nick Boyle, who is a backup tight end. So they threw a lot to the tight ends. So Marquise Brown.
Because they weren't covered.
Right. Marquise Brown had 4 targets, 3 receptions. Ingram, 3 and 2. Boyle, 5 and 5. Andrews caught 2. Willie Snead caught 2. Hayden Hurst caught 2. Ricard, the fullback, caught 1. Seth Roberts, Miles Boykin, and Justice Hill were all targeted in this game.
Yeah.
So what he said, and so you got to give Baltimore credit.
Absolutely.
What they did is they said, okay, you're going to take that away. We're going to other guys. And Lamar Jackson, I'll give him credit. To me, that was the most important thing he did in this game because we know what he can do as an athlete. His quickness, his scrambling ability or whatever. He saw the field pretty well tonight to get to other people.
His poise while he was scrambling was very good. I mean, and they also set up a couple. There was one play where the tight end came from all the way across the field. He scrambled, and he knew that the guy was coming there, and he bought a little more time and waited for him to get open. He's a nice quarterback. I'm still not ready to go along with Chris Collinsworth and put him in the Hall of Fame.
What are you talking about? In the first quarter, he put him in the Hall of Fame. He said, this is going to be a night we're all going to remember. I'll tell you, the biggest problem that Lamar Jackson is going to have, I hate to tell Chris Collinsworth how to do his job because he's very good at what he does.
Yep.
That was an idiotic statement to make in the first quarter. And the other thing is, you guys tell me, scrambling running quarterbacks, how many have long careers in the National Football League?
He actually said that right now scouting departments across the NFL are looking for the next Lamar Jackson.
Okay.
You know?
Good luck.
How many of those running quarterbacks have we seen? But the thing about
they're running backs, Fred. And running backs don't have long careers.
It's like the Wildcat. He's just like the Wildcat in the backfield. He's the guy that's going to run. But I thought another thing he did well, his actions was good. You couldn't see where the ball was. We ran with the ball stuck in there. You didn't know if he was going to keep it or get it. A lot of guys don't.
He hides the ball really well. He really does.
And his awareness while he's running was really, you said.
Agreed.
When he's running, he's still aware of where everything is. A lot of these running quarterbacks start running, and they're running. He's running, but he's still looking. And he does a real nice job of doing that.
Here's Josh in Connecticut. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Josh.
Hey, I just wanted to say one thing. The Edelman fumble, you guys were saying, yeah, he tried to get a couple more yards, but let's give credit where credit's due. The defender made a great play.
He did. He poked it out from behind.
Know, like,
he did.
Yeah, you said, he's not much of a fumbler, and he's not.
He never
fumbled. But, they just made a great play, and, it happened to end up in a touchdown. Like,
he made a great play, but as anyone who carries the ball in the NFL, they'll tell you about ball security, especially when there are people around you. It was a great play by the defender who popped the ball loose.
Two guys take him down.
Yeah. I mean, we're not taking away from that at all.
But that was a killer, Josh, okay. Because it wasn't just a fumble and putting it on the turf. They picked it up. Humphreys picked it up and took it for 70 yards.
Right.
He could have walked in. Okay.
Yeah.
That
was absolutely
the killer. That's the. There's one thing about losing the ball, but that was right. Seven.
It was really
a 14 point swing because you were going to score.
Yeah. And just one more thing. When Brady threw that, the pick at the 10-yard line or whatever.
Yes.
When he heaved it, like when he cocked back to throw it, I kind of held my breath a little bit. I was like, "Oh, is he going to air it out? Let's see how this goes." You know what I mean? Because obviously he's getting up there in age. He's 43 years old or whatever. And
what's after
we're like, is he going to be? I was wondering, how's this going to go? Is he going to make it?
Wait a minute, hold on, Josh. We all know his chronological age. Do you really believe that he suddenly aged on that one pass?
Hey, Josh, he over.
No. I'm just saying. Obviously, he can still chuck it, but is the accuracy starting to go?
You know that he overthrew the receiver, right?
Yeah, a little bit. He threw it right to the defender. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was an overthrow. So his arm strength wasn't an arm strength issue. It was a bad.
I wasn't questioning the arm strength. Right. It was just more of like, because he hasn't been doing that too much this season. You know what I mean?
True.
He's thrown interceptions in the red zone. This year he's done that.
But I meant, like a 30, 40 yard interception.
Well,
he pulled it back. He cocked it back, and he threw it 40 yards.
Yeah, I don't think it has anything to do with age, though, because you brought up age as if that had something to do with it. It was a bad pass.
It was a bad throw.
It was a bad throw.
I just brought up age, because, he's getting older. That's all.
He is. But what about the 26 or 7 that he completed?
I don't think he suddenly aged tonight.
No. No, he might feel like it tomorrow because he did get hit a couple times.
He did.
Rocco
is in Saugus next up here on the Real Post Game Show.
Yes. Hi, Glenn. How you doing,
good,
buddy?
Rocco.
Listen, I listen. I called your show maybe Thursday or Friday, and I told you how to beat this team. I gave you the blueprint. I said, listen, with the tight ends, I said, you got to get the tight ends. Patriots, throughout history, have trouble with mobile quarterbacks all the way back from Mitch Trubisky last year.
The Super Bowl?
I said, with Brady, he's not reading. You can blitz Brady. He's not good at picking up the blitz as he used to be.
You're wrong.
So why is he doing a lot of potential grounded?
Because there's no one to throw it to.
Because his receivers can't get open. So how is he going to read a blitz if his receivers can't get open?
Wait. You just said. Hold on, Rocco. You said two different things there, right? You said that he can't read blitzes. And then you said that in the league he's one of the best at reading blitzes
ever.
You do know
was.
That
was
was no this year that's was. Stats that's was. Stats from this year.
He's got old again.
That's stats from this year when he's blitzed.
Mm-hmm. That's why they call
he's one of the highest rated quarterbacks when he's blitzed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many yards did it go through? How productive are those blitzes?
His rating as a quarterback. All right.
Okay.
Against the blitz is one of the best in the league.
Okay.
So that means he can read the blitz, correct?
Okay.
All right, so we agree. All right, thank you, Rocco. Okay. Appreciate you for agreeing. Thank you very much.
Rocco, I don't buy this mobile quarterback stuff. They had trouble with Lamar Jackson, but mobile quarterbacks, I'm not sure that is an issue, right?
So throughout history, Patriots defense, they can't, just have trouble with mobile.
What does history have to do with it? We're talking about 2019, right?
Then you're talking about Patriots history. Which quarterbacks are you talking about?
I just said last year, Trubisky gave him trouble.
Trubisky gave him trouble.
Trubisky almost could have won that game last year with that crummy Chicago offense.
Yeah.
And he almost got that game.
I don't think he was in the Super Bowl, was he?
Yeah, still, not even that. I don't know. That's that.
I don't know, guys. Maybe I'm just seeing it wrong.
No, just give me some other quarterbacks that they have trouble.
Who they play in the
playoffs? I'm not doubting you. I'm just saying I just want to know who they are. I'm looking to learn something. Trubisky.
Josh Allen gave him, his mobility gave him a little trouble. I know he threw two or three picks, but his mobility still gave him a little
two or three picks?
Yeah.
They won, right?
But his mobility still gave him trouble.
Well, I'm just
seeing what I see. I can tell you what I see.
And what you saw tonight. And one of the best mobile quarterbacks.
That defense sucks. Since Michael Levitt. That defense got gashed right up the middle. That's what I saw.
Hello, Mitch Trubisky last year in that game, 26 of 50, two touchdowns, two interceptions.
You're giving me numbers, but I'm telling you what I saw.
He had a passing quarterback rating of 69.
So wait a minute, Rocco. Yeah. Were you saying what you saw or what happened?
Well, what I saw is his mobility gave him the Patriots defense trouble.
He had a quarterback rating of 69.
His mobility, Glenn. I'm not talking about his pass numbers. His mobility. Well, that's all I'm saying, man.
That's part of it. I mean, I don't think Lamar Jackson did not have a quarterback rating of 69 tonight.
No, Lamar Jackson was just gashing the Patriots up the middle. That's what he was doing.
No, they had trouble with Lamar Jackson. Nobody's disputing that. What you came on air with tonight is they're having trouble with mobile quarterbacks, and Tom Brady has trouble with the blitz. You're totally wrong about the blitz factor with Tom Brady. I'm telling you, the mobile quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson was a significant problem tonight. Mobile quarterbacks,
he was hitting the tight end a lot.
Agreed. He was doing a lot.
Because they were shutting down. I just went over it. They were shutting down Hollywood Brown. They couldn't get him free. That's where they want to go.
So Lamar Jackson was smart to go elsewhere.
Yes.
And when you have three tight ends on the field, you know, there's three of your five receivers. Odds are they're probably going to catch some footballs, I would think.
I think they win most of those games. Who do they play in the playoffs?
Mitchell Trubisky.
Did they play some in the playoffs in the finals?
What's that again?
In the AFC Championship. Who did they play in the AFC Championship last year?
Pretty good scrambling.
Pretty good scrambling.
Lit him up in the second half.
No, he's talking about having trouble. They won.
Lit him up in the second half.
Yeah, but Lamar
Patriots lit him up, too.
Listen, they had trouble.
But they win the game. Trouble means you lose to them, like tonight.
No, that doesn't mean you lose. It means that everyone has trouble.
Yeah, they give everyone a problem. You know, but if you can detain them enough.
Why do we always do this?
If they have trouble, it means they lose.
So they had trouble with Lamar Jackson. We're giving Jackson all the credit in the world. I just went through it all. He threw to 10 receivers.
His name's Rocco.
He had a smart game in which New England shut off the guys he wanted to go to, and he said, screw you. I'm going to spread out the field. I'm going to other guys.
He was
able to scramble, get some separation with those guys, and it worked. And now we're looking at it saying that New England has had a history where they can't get scrambling quarterbacks, and Mitchell Trubisky is the guy that we bring up as an example? Okay. 617-779-7937 right here on the Real Post Game Show.